Welcome back. It is the 505 podcast. My name is David, and I haven't been on in a while, so excuse me. So you guys have to forgive me. But you know, the culprit, as always, every time I talk to you guys, you know, I have something to say about it. It's work. It's always work. And I swear the last, it has to be 2 weeks, have been utter hell. I actually quit twice. Well, said I was quitting, and then I made a demand with if you don't do this, I'm quitting. One of the times that I went to quit, and it's overwhelming. Like I've said before, that I love what I do. I enjoy my job. I feel, you know, if you work, you're like in a social work type of environment. You go into it thinking you're going to make a difference. I actually think I'm making a difference. I hope, you know, but from the smiles I get and from the comments I get for the people that I serve, it makes me feel good. It gives me some sense of accomplishment, but that's all well and good, you know, and I enjoy it. I embrace it. But the flip side of that coin is the administration side, to where, you know, it's still a job. Yes, you're doing a job that's valuable and you're making a change in people's lives. But the flip side of the company and the administration side of it is, it's not so fun. It's not so fun. And it's really been causing me to reevaluate, you know, what's important. Although I'm not crazy, there's not too many there's not too many things to think about when you still need a paycheck, right? So I'm that guy. I'm not crazy, but you know, there's things that I'm like, okay, this is really infecting my life at this point. What do I do? And you know, other than making demands and saying, okay, this is what I want to do, this is how I think I should be treated on my job. Not that I'm being treated poorly or anything, it's just the amount of time that I have to invest to get my job accomplished. But you guys have all heard that song and dance before. Like I said, I haven't been on in a while, other than the work thing, and I think there might have been a birthday in there. Oh, the last time I spoke to you guys, it was my niece's birthday. I have a birthday coming up next, when I get back from vacation. And yes, the time has come. I know you guys have been talking about this for a month or two now, that I'm going to Wizard World Chicago Comic Con. I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're only doing the con 2 days, and then we're going to do like some touristy Chicago things one day, but mainly the con. My niece, my ride or die, my partner, my rolling travel buddy, she is going with me. But then I think in a couple weeks for Labor Day, I'm going to Atlanta to Dragon Con. And then hang out with my friends in Atlanta. So that should be all fun. And I'm looking forward to that. But I'm just really kind of dreading the drive to Chicago. Although I don't have to leave my state to get to Chicago. Like when I drive to Atlanta, I have to go through Kentucky and Tennessee. And then into Georgia. To get to Chicago, I just go straight up through Indiana, and I don't actually cross over the border until I get to Chicago, I think through Gary or something like that. But, I'm just dreading the drive because for some I've done something to my ankle, and I don't know if I've gotten enough sleep. Like the last couple of days. Like, here's the thing, my vacation was supposed to start today, but I ended up doing some work. You know, I'm like, ooh, I got some things I need to tie up before, and I still have some things I need to tie up. So I want to be making phone calls and stuff tomorrow, but I don't have to do anything. If somebody calls me, I don't have to respond to it because somebody else has to respond to it. But you know, you get all these things on Facebook. I was reading something. So I don't really have to do anything, but I hope, like I said, my ankle is not right, and it's all of a 5-hour plus drive to get to Chicago, and my ankle's not acting right. Something's going on with my dominant ankle, and then what's the other thing? And I'm tired because, you know, I've been trying to come home like the days I have been getting off. And like Monday, Tuesday, and today, and coming right in and laying down and trying to get some sleep and getting some rest. But, you know, the last 3 days, you know, I wasn't on vacation yet, so my phone has been ringing off the hook. So, but anyhow, that's neither here nor there. But I'm going to try to get some rest. I need to do some laundry today, and I do need to do some preliminary packing. You know, I really should be packing. I should be packing right now, but I wanted to talk to you guys before I went to Chicago, and hopefully I'll have some stories and some things, pictures. Of course, if you follow me or follow, well, I guess it's me, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ the 5x5 completely spelled out, I'm sure I'll have a ton of pictures. And hopefully, again, so get you guys' money together, because if I accidentally attack Stephen Amell, y'all gonna have to get me out of jail. Because I plan on getting a picture with him on Friday. The Saturday pictures were sold out, so I had to get mine on Friday, which is fine. But I don't know if I'll be fresh unless I'll be looking with the picture with Stephen Amell. So I'm going to have to get fly before I go, right? And so plan on doing that. But we're going to talk about Wizard World here in a little bit. And we're going to talk about Subway and the nonsense that's going on over there with the whole Jared Fogle stuff. That's really sad. And you know, some people think when you get rich, you know, it absolves you from the consequences of your bad and criminal behavior. You know, sometimes it does. You know, I'm not naive enough to think that it doesn't, but I'm glad he's being brought to justice. But actually, he turned himself in. And then we're going to talk about Yvonne Craig. Last night, through social media, we found out that at the age, I want to say, of 81, it's either 78 or 70, 81, I'll have to look at the article, of Yvonne Craig, who was the original, because she wasn't, the original live-action Batgirl, you know, birthed from the Batman 66 Adam West Burt Ward live-action television show. And she kicked her way into my heart many years ago. So we're going to talk about her. What else we got going on? Wizard World Chicago Comic Con, vacation, preparation. And we'll think of some other stuff. I'm gonna keep you guys long tonight because I should be packing, and and when I can't, because I always do this when I go on vacation, I wait to the very, very last moment to plan. Not even plan. I have a plan, but I wait till the last moment to start packing. I've always done it. I'm the worst procrastinator when it comes, because I don't want to do it. And I'm like, ugh, do I have to? You know, do I really have to? But I do, because if I don't, it's not going to get done. Then I'm up to the wee hours of the morning and then knowing I have to drive. So that's where my whole nervousness comes in. And then my niece says, well, do you want me to still want me to drive to, I guess, hour and 2 hours, hour and 45 minutes to I'm like, I don't know. We're going to try to leave at 4 o'clock in the morning. But anyhow, when we come back, we're going to talk about that, all that and more here on the Facebook page, on the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. Song always cuts off right there. I don't know why that does that, but anyhow, welcome back. It's the 5x5 podcast, and you know, I had so much trouble getting. Well, I wasn't on time tonight. I do apologize, but because Windows 10, I haven't reverted back to Windows 8. Windows 10 has completely ruined my laptop. Absolutely ruined my laptop. It's crap. It's made my, and I think I talked about this last time, made my computer go into hibernate mode to where I can't touch a key to make it pop back on. I have to power it off and turn it back on. So that's ridiculous. And I've been trying to find a fix online for it. And they're talking about going into the BIOS. I shouldn't have to do that with your crappy ass operating system. This, my next computer, because of this crap, will be a Mac. I'm done. I'm done with Windows. I haven't had this PC, this laptop for a year, and you know, update, operate, which I should have known better, for downloading it. You know, I drunk the Kool-Aid. It's supposed to be fabulous and blah, blah, blah. No. And, this is horrible, and I've been telling everybody, don't download it, just wait. You know, there is a place where you can go in there, and I need to do it, and take it back to your previous operating system, which is, I guess it was Windows 8.1 or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, that's just horrible. And you know, because I have that, you know, so I'm debating on whether to take my laptop to Chicago with me. I'm like, well, you know, I could do pictures that way and it'll be easier with, you know, than using the phone. So I'm thinking about that and I'm like, maybe, maybe not. But I need to make those decisions tonight. And see, and I normally have an itinerary planned out. This is what we're going to do. This is what time we're going to try to do these things. I know Friday and Saturday, at least until 6, 7 o'clock, we'll be at the con. But after that, there's, you know, it's Chicago. Come on, it's the weekend. And I need to shave my head. I need to shave my face, which I probably won't do that till tomorrow night. And then I wash clothes and get my fits together so Stephen Amell would think I'm cool. So that kind of stuff, right? And but then I need to get enough rest. But like I was telling you earlier, why I haven't got a lot of rest here lately, although I have been coming home laying down and trying to get my rest, there has been a freaking cricket in my bedroom. I hate crickets. It hasn't happened in a long time, but we've had a lot of water. So we have a lot of rain. So I think it's been making the little creepy crawler critters, you know, gravitate toward higher ground, which means they might come into your house. And it's gotten stuck in the wall or in the ceiling. It's stuck somewhere because, baby, when I tell you, this cricket, it is about time for it to start. When I tell you this cricket chirps all night long and he doesn't miss a beat. I mean, he doesn't miss a beat because I'm just researching how to get rid of a cricket in your house, right? And it says that when the males are the ones who do the chirping with their hind legs and their wings or whatever. You know, God, he tricks us on that one. Because, God, there was no reason to make a cricket. Trust me. I'm not questioning what you do, Lord. I'm just saying. There was no reason to make a cricket. And so when they inside the wall, you know, it's just echoing the whole room. And it's just a chirping. So I have been wearing headphones, these big headphones, which they're actually pretty good. So it would drown out and then playing something on it, like you watching something from the TV or whatever. So I'll drown out the sound of this cricket losing this damn mind in my wall. And I'm like, please, I just want some sleep. And so I'm stressing about that. Then I think about it and I'm like, oh, I ain't gonna sleep because this cricket has lost its damn mind. And it's just chirp, 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 chirp. But I have never desired ever to eat one of them chocolate covered crickets, but let me tell you, if he messes up and gets out to where he is, and he even if I see him just jump across the room, his ass will be baked with chocolate on top of him. I will eat his ass. Let me tell you, I'm not playing, but I digress. That's kind of gross, but I will because I'm fed up with this freaking cricket that's losing his mind inside my wall. I'm being so serious. Used to be really bad, like early spring, but I hadn't heard one, but he has to go. I mean, I'm to the point to where I'm ready to punch a hole in the wall to find out where he is. You know, and they said you're supposed to kill a cricket in the house because it'd be bad luck. I will have some bad luck because I'm done with it. I'm done with it. It used to be this time of night when I'm talking to you guys, I would get really nervous about my work phone ringing and me having to go somewhere and have to do something. Now, it still might ring, but then I don't have to do nothing. Am I officially on vacation? Even though I was supposed to start today, I guess at 12 o'clock I'll be officially on vacation. So I have 30 minutes left because I did work today, even though my vacation started today. So I changed it to tomorrow. But I shouldn't have said that. That might be bad news. Maybe I shouldn't talk about killing crickets and stuff. But, no. So, you know, you hear the whole drama about Jared Fogle and the whole nonsense with him and the whole child pornography. And I mean, because he knew his ass was guilty, you know. But my thing is, how do you not think you was gonna get away with it? You are too high profile, you know. And not to take anything away from people who do these type of things, and they're not celebrities, or they're not influential people, or have money, or you see them on TV. Not to say that they get away, because they don't, you know. But you're way too high proud to think that your Subway eating ass would get away with this. And and it's unfortunate because there's so many people obviously was hurt, and some of the things that it was just like the pictures. He was out actively paying for sex, and you often wonder, like, what do you get out of that? But you know, I guess it's a sickness, it's an illness, you know. But it's so funny because, you know, just like they did Bill Cosby, you know, the memes have went in on on Jared. And I'm like, wow. So will he make it out of prison? He's going to serve. I think he's going to serve 5 years. And the article from CNN says former Subway pitchman Jared Fogle will plead guilty to child pornography charges and to crossing state lines to pay for sex with minors. Prosecutors and defense attorneys announced after his initial appearances in federal court. Fogle has notified the court that he intends to plead guilty. U.S. Attorney Josh Meekler said in Indianapolis, I forget that's in my state, right? The prosecutor described the case as a five-year criminal scheme to exploit children. The plea deal filed in court Wednesday would see Fogle serve between 5 and 12.5 years in prison. The court would have to approve the agreement in which Fogle pleads guilty to possessing and distributing child porn to travel across state lines to have sex with at least 2 teenage girls. Under the plea deal, the government agrees to recommend less than 13 years in prison for Fogle. Also, Fogle's lawyers agreed to ask the judge for no less than a 5-year prison term. Fogle, 37, I think it's 5 years, he'll be out at 42. He'll be my age. And I mean, does that seem fair, you know, because he's stepping up and saying, I did it. You know, is that fair? You know, you guys tell me. He also will pay restitution to the 14 victims who were secretly photographed in the images possessed by Fogle or who he paid for sex. Each victim will get $100,000, and the funds are intended for counseling, support, and other assistance. According to court documents, the charges against Fogle are related to a relationship with Russell C. Taylor, the executive director of the Jared Foundation, who was arrested more than two months ago on federal child pornography charges. According to the plea deal and the indictment, between 2011 and 2015, Fogle received from Taylor multiple pornographic images of minors engaged in sexual explicit contact. Fogle had a conversation with Taylor about child porn, but instead of alerting authorities, he chose to benefit from such production by obtaining access to a significant amount of such material. The images and videos were recorded by Taylor at his home through the use of hidden cameras. He also traveled to Indiana from Indiana to New York to pay to have sex with minors. One victim told investigators she had sex with Fogle twice when she was 17 in exchange for money, once at the Plaza Hotel and once at the Ritz-Carlton. Both in New York City. The same minor also said that Fogle had sex with her 3 other times before 22 when she was 16. Prosecutor said that the text messages, travel records, hotel records, and the search of Fogle's home provided evidence of these arrangements. Wow. So Jared wasn't only eating Subway, he was eating chicken. And what gets me, like, again, I don't care what he has to say. You just need to go away. Locked up, thrown under jail, whatever. The family is saying Jared also understands that he requires significant psychiatric medical treatment and counseling. He has already begun that process by being extensively examined by a world-renowned expert in sexual conditions in order to chart a course of recovery. It is Jared's intent and goal to become healthy again. Most importantly, Jared understands that he has hurt innocent people, vulnerable people, and his family. He has expressed remorse to his loved ones and will, when given the opportunity, express the remorse to this court and to the people he has harmed. His intent is to spend the rest of his life making amends. Boy, goodbye. You know? But does this hurt Subway in any way? Do they suffer because of what he has done? Do they lose any contracts through movies and products or product placement in movies? Do they suffer from this since they're attached? He's been the spokesman and the poster boy for such a long time. What's that say about them? Not that I know that they're not telling them, well, we won't say that as long as you get away with it. But, you know, how much can you disassociate yourself from something like this and still not be harmed by the negative, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? The negative image that he is kind of, that's going to be connected to your company. So we'll see how that plays out. But it's pretty interesting how what's that saying? How the powerful, when they fall, they fall pretty hard. Let's see. Oh, did you guys go see Fantastic Four? I didn't. It had not been good. The reason I didn't go see it because I haven't had any time. I will eventually see it when it goes to the $2 show. Because it's getting so. I think people just didn't give it. I think having the black guy, I think that's kind of set the tone for the whole movie, and nobody really wanted to check it out after, you know, that was that he was cast in that role, and it was kind of spun. It was then just got kind of messy. Even Stan Lee came out and said, you know, I don't think that we needed to make a white character a black character, which I totally agree. Black people may get mad at me. I'll say this. Some of the NPCs, if you will, are the second rate characters, not even heroes. I think all the heroes in these comic book movies, they should say the color they was originally created with at. I didn't have a problem with Perry White being black. Well, I guess Lawrence Fishburne played Perry White. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with Jimmy Olsen being black. But Lois Lane needs to be white. Wonder Woman needs to stay white. Superman, Batman, all of them need to stay white, including Johnny Storm. You can't have a character just to. My thing is, don't do that for me. You know, but black people too. You guys need to support. You know, us blurs, we need to support. You know, new black characters. They just it's been going on Facebook a few days now. There is a new black comic book character that I think Marvel, I'm trying to find it for you guys, that Marvel has came out with, and you know, somebody wished me a happy birthday today. It's not even my birthday, maybe because I did a post from a 6 years ago. You know, Facebook does that share your memories type of thing, and I shared my birthday cake. It was like my favorite birthday cake ever. And so I guess why I'm thinking it was my birthday. But anyhow, before I get there, have you guys ever eaten at Tom Chi? Is it Tom and Chi? It's Tom and Chi. And I had no idea that they were on Shark Tank until I was actually in the store. So we got one here last week, and I finally had the opportunity to drive through there for lunch. And I'm like, well, it was kind of slow. Love the colors. Then I see the big video that's playing. I'm like, oh, these guys were on Shark Tank. this is something that we see. This came out of Shark Tank. That's very cool. And I'm like, but you know, it's still grilled cheese, you know, and they was not playing with me. When I walked out of Tom and She the other day, I spent $20.85 on grilled cheese. Although two of us were eating, it's for grilled cheese. I could have went to Cheddar's, you know, for the same price. But I will say, I got the barbecue and bacon grilled cheese sandwich. And when I tell y'all that was good and off the chain, it was good. But, you know, again, it's bacon. So it could have been anything. And they had some bacon on it and threw a little grease and butter on it. It would have been all right, right? But no. then I also got, they have donuts there. Where what they do, they cut the donut in half, turn it, flip it over, put whatever they're going to put in the middle, which I had cheddar put in the center, and then they grill it. So that made it even better. So I'm like, oh my God, that was $3.95, but it was, and when I tell you, it was really off the chain, really off the chain. The real funny thing is, well, I don't know if it's really funny or not. The real, interesting thing is, that it was just really slow. It was really slow, maybe because it was opening, I guess. But I never thought that a donut, because I remember I was podcasting then, a couple years ago at a food fair type of thing. I had a hamburger, and the bun was a donut, and that wasn't all that great. But they got it right. They got it right. This kind of savory, salty thing was going on, and it was really, really, really good. So if you haven't been to Tom and She, I suggest all you folks go check it out, because it's really, really good. But no, like I was saying, Marvel does have a new superhero, and she's black. And she's a preteen. Her name is Moon Girl. So she doesn't have any power. She's just really, really smart. And I don't know if you guys are reading the Secret Wars series right now, but there is a red Tyrannosaurus Rex in the book of Planet Hulk. And it belongs to Steve Rogers, you know, a.k.a. Captain America. So I think this is where they're getting this from, maybe because she has a pet Tyrannosaurus Rex. But they said there's a new comic book superhero in town, and she's not your average cape-donning, bullet-dodgy, mask-wearing white lady. The star of Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, I think his name is Devil in the Planet Hulk, government name, and see why they had to give her a real black name, Lunelia Lafayette, is a black preteen girl who also happens to be a genius. When we meet her, the somewhat lonely student has partnered with Devil Dinosaur Tyrannosaurus Rex, who is originally featured beside Moon Boy in a short run series back in 1978. The new series will explore the oddball friendship in the modern day New York City while showcasing Moon Girl's badass skills. She's described as an Inspector Gadget type who actually knows what she's doing. Check that out. Check out Moon Girl when she hits comic book stores. It doesn't say when it's going to be released, but she's cute and it looks cute, and maybe we'll see it. Let's see if I can find the date. Oh, she's an Inhuman as well. So that makes... They really, really do the big Inhuman thing. So, you know, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to be very Inhuman this year coming up. And then, of course, the comic books, they said they're going to kind of rewrite the whole... After Secret Wars, it's going to be more Inhuman versus Mutant. So we'll see how that turns out. It doesn't say when the comic books are going to come out, but so be looking for it. It's coming from Marvel. Moon Girl... Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. So when we come back, we're going to talk about Batgirl, and we're going to talk about my little trip, more my upcoming trip to to Chicago. Chicago is the world. And we'll wrap up for the night because I should be packing. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Chocolate bar, and I gotta keep strong for the cause, and you gotta keep strong for the tours. Brother man and me, damn the family, what else could we be with no one understands us but we? You were the first to tame me, big teeth, I'm out.
Are you a chick rebelling from outer space? Or are
And that was the theme from, well, theme from Batman, but it was the Batgirl interlude. I know every word to that, because I absolutely love the portrayal of Batgirl from Yvonne Craig from the Batman 66 television show. And, you know, she was 78, so I was wrong earlier. I said it was 78 or 81, so she was 78. So, you know, send our condolences to the family and everyone who loved her. You know, and I've been stuck. I've been wanting to get Batgirl stuff. You know, I've been looking for the Batgirl Funko Pop figure for a while now. But I haven't got it. And I did have my Batgirl Dorbs, so I do have it. But, yeah, that's really sad to hear. I kind of seen things on Instagram last night. If you haven't followed us yet on Instagram, go to One Funny Guy, the number one, FUNNYGUY, on Instagram. And I was like, oh, no, I can't believe she passed away. She was so pretty and just was the perfect Batgirl. She did a phenomenal job as Barbara Gordon, in the 1960s. Hit Batman television show. But the article says, Yvonne Craig, the actress best known as Batgirl on the hit 1960s television series Batman, died on Monday at her home in Pacific Palisades, California. She was 78. Her death was announced on her official website. Ms. Craig's family said in a statement that she had breast cancer, which eventually metastasized to her liver for more than 2 years, but that she had kept her condition private. She went and spent all her energy concentrating on winning her battle. She was adamant about this and wanted to tell her story when she was cured and feeling better. Miss Craig's Batgirl added a scrappy girl powered element to Batman. The campy series, based on the long running comic book, which starred Adam West as the costume crime fighter and Burt Ward as Robin, his young sidekick. The show's only other prominent female character was a slithery, sexy villain Catwoman, played first by Julie Newmar and then by Eartha Kitt. Miss Craig joined the show in September 1967 at the beginning of its third and last season. It seemed like she was on there longer than that. Batgirl was secretly the daughter of Police Commissioner Gordon, whose purple and yellow outfit contrast with Batman's starker look was known for jumping into the fray along with Batman and Robin, delivering a few pals and zaps of her own to villains. One of the reasons, this is what Miss Craig says, one of the reasons I did the Batman series, she says, as quoted on the Internet Movie Database, was so people would attach a name to my face. Before that, I had done a lot of television, but all the people would say was, oh, that's, what's his name? Before she began her acting career, Miss Craig was a ballet dancer. Well, that's why they had her kick all the time, and she would do all that dancing and stuff. She traveled for several years with the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo as its youngest member. Her numerous TV credits besides Batman include The Many Loves of W. Gillis. Oh, I used to love W. Gillis. She was on The $6 Million Man, Kojak, Starsheen Hutch, Mod Squad, 77 Sunset Strip, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, Love American Style, and Emergency. In one of her more memorable roles, Miss Craig played Martha, a green-skinned slave girl in the Star Trek episode Whom Gods Destroy. She performed a seductive, loose-limb dance that seemed to nearly overwhelm William Shatner's red-blooded Captain Kirk, while Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock, pronounced it mildly interesting. She also appeared in a number of movies, including two that starred Elvis Presley. When her Hollywood career ended, she began working as a real estate broker. She returned to television in 2009 as a voice of the character Grandma, the Nickelodeon cartoon series Olivia, a role she played until 2011. Yvonne Joyce Craig was born on May 16, 1937 in Taylorville, Illinois, and reared in Ohio. Survivors include her husband, Kenneth Aldridge, and her sister, Marital Carson. Oh, she didn't have any children. She had been able to do this with joy and much laughter, and she wouldn't have changed a thing. Well, maybe one thing, and that would have not been to get cancer. Well, you know, thank you, Yvonne Craig, for giving us many years, or even just the nostalgia of playing Batgirl, because, again, she's the only one that successfully played Batgirl, in my opinion, on on TV, because you know that movie with Alicia Silverstone, We Won't, the movie that will not be named, but y'all know what I'm talking about. It's unfortunate that she's gone, but hey, you go down as a lot of fanboys, favorite Batgirl and only Batgirl. So that's all going to be great. So what else do we have left to talk about? We have about 15 minutes left here tonight because I'm tired. And I really need to get to bed because I'm not going to... and this now, I don't know if you guys can hear it, the cricket has started his nightly, almost like clockwork. And I said it was almost time. Almost like clockwork, the cricket has started its craziness, and it's insane. And I think I'm going to obsess on that until I find him, because I'm ready to punch through this damn wall and pull out all the what's that, the pink stuff that goes in your walls? What's that stuff called? Insulation, and get it, because I don't think I'll be able to take it tonight. But you know what I have been watching that I've been going to bed was, I've restarted watching True Blood. And it's funny because this is the time of year that True Blood starts again, although, you know, last season was last season. So I started watching True Blood, and it was so good. I'm on season 3 now. I finished season 2. I'm on season 3 now. Yeah, because Renee was, yeah, season 3 now. And it's really, really good. It just, the first, up to the 5th season, 6 and 7 were crap, but it just made, this thing is, it made them feel, it made them sound that much worse, or be that much worse, because it was horrible the way they ended the show. I don't know. We'll see. One more break, and we'll come back, and it's Chicago, Wizard World, Comic-Con, all that good stuff. I'm going. I'll be there. So we'll come back. We're going to talk about what I'm going to do, what I'm going to see, who I'm going to see when I come back. It's a 5x5 podcast. I'll be right back. And though it didn't mend my broken heart, I'll probably always have these ugly scars. But right now I don't care about that part. I'll bust the windows out your car. After I saw you laying next to her, I didn't wanna, but I took my turn. I'm glad I did it, cause you had to learn. I must admit it helped a little bit.
Sleeping with them.
So shout it, get up in this business. Hey, are you crying or are those tears from the wind? Cause you was acting foolish.
Did you lose your mind?
Yeah, you bust the window out, but you cold cause you bust the one out on your side.
Your side, your side.
Now you're looking silly in the car. You don't trust me.
You're looking silly.
And you didn't love me like I loved you. But it's alright, it's okay.
Silly in the car.
I was leaving anyway. Oh,
if the cricket had a car, I would bust his windows out at the tomfoolery that is going on in this room right now, because it is, again, it must be, I don't know what it is. I guess he's trying to get some booty or whatever, because he's chirping like he ain't had none in a minute and he needs to get up out of my wall. Anyhow, welcome back. It is the Bubba Podcast. My name is David. Thank you guys for joining me whenever, wherever, however you're checking out the 5x5 Podcast. Like I said, you can always check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. Or, like I said earlier, you can follow me over there on Instagram, One Funny Guy, the number one, FUNNYGUI. Or send me a tweet at the5x5. And the 5 is numeric, just like in our Blogspot blog, the5x5.blogspot.com. And if you're over there, you can send us a voicemail, which you guys haven't sent a voicemail. You know, Zach, for one, who's always asking for a podcast, and I did one for you, specifically for you tonight. Especially for you tonight. Not really, I was going to do one anyhow. But I'm trying to make you feel special. Send a voicemail. and don't forget to, if you haven't checked this out on iTunes, go over there, look for the 5x5 Late Night Podcast. It's still under that feed. And give us a like. And a follow and a subscribe, you know, all that good stuff. We will appreciate it. But I thank you guys, you know, all you guys who have followed the show, whether you don't listen every week or you check us out on iHeartRadio, I appreciate you guys because, like I said, you guys, I use this therapy and I enjoy, as long as two of you guys still want to hear me run my mouth and talk shit like I normally do, I'm good and I'll be here. So, Wizard World Comic Con Chicago starts in 15 hours and 56 minutes. If you haven't bought your 4-day pass, they are completely sold out. This is the first Wizard World Con that I've seen that anything has been sold out. Although Stephen Amell's Saturday photograph has been sold out. He's obviously the big draw for this one because he's the only one. Excuse me, I didn't mean to do that. Been drinking some ginger ale. He has one of the hottest shows in television, and he is pretty attractive, right? And he's very connected with his fans. He's doing some stuff with WWE now. That whole rivalry between him and Cody Rhodes, aka. Is a Stardust. That's his name. Stardust. that's kind of cool. That's what they're doing that. So he's getting an awful lot of press, and he's always on Facebook and has all these little live little spots. So I'll probably be nervous and I won't say anything. I'll just smile and look really really stupid. But you know, hey, I'm gonna get my picture. Looks like people, I don't know if you guys know, but you can always go to wizardworld.com and click on the Chicago show to see who's going to be there, but we'll go over through real quick. They have some people have, actually a lot of people have canceled, but nobody that I wanted to see. Although I would have liked to see Lou Ferrigno. It would have been the first time I was good to see Lou Ferrigno. He's canceled. But of course, Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye from The Avengers, Norman Reedus. First time to get to see Norman Reedus from The Walking Dead. I want a picture. I don't want to pay $110 for it, but I just might have to. Nathan Fillion. Again, another $100 photo op. I don't think I'm going to do that. You know, if you're at Wizard World, you try to take a picture, they will punch you right in the throat if you're up there trying to take a picture. So, maybe I'll get a sneaky one. See, this is where Google Glass would have came in. you can have a camera on your glasses and get all the pictures you want. But since that didn't work, ooh, anybody has a Google Glass and get to me by tomorrow? Camera in their glasses or something. I need that. And Stephen Amell, of course. Ian Somerhalder, is that his name? Somerhalder from Vampire Diaries is going to be there. So the whole top row are people that I want to see. Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds, right? It's Burt Reynolds. It's freaking Burt Reynolds. He's going to be there. Ben McKenzie from Gotham. He plays Commissioner Gordon on the show. Of course, Sting, Paige, Daniel Bryan, which I will get to see him because he's going to be there tomorrow. I think Randy Orton is going to be there. I will absolutely die. I think I see this. So, yeah, Randy. But again, Randy Orton is going to be there Thursday as well. So I'm going to miss Randy Orton. Sting and Paige are going to be there Friday. The Undertaker is going to be there. So I can see The Undertaker. Tobin Bell, which I guess I know who that guy is. Brett Dalton from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So I'm going to wear my, if his picture is like $45, I'll get a picture with him. And I'll wear my Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Badge that I have that I got from Loot Crate. And Jodie Sweetin, is she in anything? I mean, seriously, she was in Full House. Yeah, no. Adam Baldwin, John Bernthal, who was in The Walking Dead. He's going to be the new Punisher for the Netflix series for Daredevil. And then we have Barry Bostwick, David De La Roca, Sean Patrick Flannery. He's very attractive. Jason David Frank is getting all the money. Seth Gillum, who's on Walking Dead and Teen Wolf, and Teen Wolf is so freaking good this year. You know, one thing to say, the Dread Doctors, off the chain. I would like to get a picture with him. Summer Glau. I love Summer Glau. I never watched her in Serenity or Firefly, but I thought she was phenomenal in Sarah Connor Chronicles. Say that 10 times real fast. You can't do it. Tyler Labine. He was funny in that show where he was a friend of the guy that the devil was making them do stuff. I can't remember what it was. Zach McGowan. I don't know who that is, but he obviously is in Terminator Salvation. Sean Pertwee. He's in Gotham. Oh, that's Alfred from Gotham. Michael Rooker. Thing is, all the times I've been to these Wizard World, I've done 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 of them now. I have never seen him. I've never seen Michael Rooker. Never walked by a stable or anything. Tate Steinsick. He did Spider-Man. Oh, Milo Ventimiglia. Remember, he was the one really super powerful guy from Heroes. Scott Wilson, who played Herschel on The Walking Dead. Tom Holland. Will Rubio. Synapse, I don't know what that is. And some other stuff that I'm really interested in. Oh, I mean, there's a ton of people going to be here. See, that's why I probably need another $1,000, right? Christy Swanson, the original Buffy from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Adrienne Barbeau. You know, I grew up on that. She's a 70s chick. Remember when she was in Swamp Thing? Her. Robert Kurtzman. Let's see. I met Ari Lehman. He was the Jason Voorhees that popped out. He really didn't do anything. He just popped out of the water. But he has been to Evansville because he came to our FearCon or something we had here a couple of Octobers ago. I think it was last October, actually. Betsy Baker. I don't know who she is. I mean, Ted Ramey. Everybody knows who he is. I mean, there's like a ton of people going to be here. And that's not even starting with the guests. Now, the only artist, comic book person I'm really interested in seeing is going to be Dan Parent. You know, Dan Parent introduced the very first gay comic book that had its own comic book series, which I need to find that tonight, in the Archie comic books with Kevin Keller. So I'm going to film all my Kevin Keller stuff and get him to sign all of it. Even my Betty and Veronica 202, or is it Veronica 202, where Kevin Keller was first introduced. by the Dan Parent. So hopefully I'll get a picture with them and maybe get a little soundbite or something. I'm not saying that I will, but I might. And then there'll be a lot of independent artists out there that I am really interested in checking out and seeing. Just hope my wallet holds up for the duration of the con. So that's it. That's what I'm going to be doing. So look for maybe just a little 5-10 minute podcast on things I'm doing in Chicago. If you're in Chicago or you're going to the con, hit me up on Twitter. It's like, hey David, we're here, we'd like to meet you. Not that I think I'm famous or anything, but that would be fun to meet somebody that listens to all my craziness here online. Let's get a picture together, and I'll put them all on our Facebook page and our Blogspot blog page, and we'll have a geeky time together, and you can pay for some of my pictures. It would be nice, right? It'd be nice if you guys could do that for me. But no, I'm looking to have a really good time, and it'll be fun, and there'll be a lot of stuff for me to see and do while I'm in Chicago. So pray for traveling grace as my niece and I head north to Chicago to all the festivities there. Actually, I'm hanging out with Chris and Lane. You know, they're my other con buddies, and they're my meeting them for pizza or something at Gino's. So we'll see. I hope my lady from Airbnb has been texting me, and she's trying to pull a fast one, which I didn't really like, because nothing in her original listing, I'm going to talk about this and I'm going to let it go. Nothing in her original listing said anything about parking, or garage parking or anything like that. So when I asked her, she sends me a message today talking about, you know, park here, blah, blah. I'll have to get you a free pass to park. You never say anything about parking. And she's like, I didn't think you was bringing a car. Why wouldn't I bring a car? I'm driving. But not that she would know that. But it's not your listing. And then she's like, well, you can park for $20 a day in the garage. I'm like, I'll just park on the street if I can find a park. But obviously in Chicago, you have to have parking passes to park on some streets or something. So really didn't like that. And so she finally said, well, I'll let you use it this time, but on future stays, it'll be $20. I'm like, look, chick, you didn't have that in your original listing, and I will complain to Airbnb, but hey, I want my first Airbnb experience to go well. I think I'm in a good location. I'm like 4 miles from Chinatown, 7 miles from downtown Chicago, 12 miles from the convention center. So I hope Uber and Lyft is not going to be horribly, horribly, horribly expensive. I can just see it being very expensive. But I'm going to try to take the train. We'll do some of that type of stuff. Want to go to Chinatown, Millennium Park, Navy Pier, and the beach. So we're trying to get that all wrapped up in 3 days. In Chicago. So it should be fun. But then I get 3 days to rest from vacation, because when I turned my vacation request in, I put the wrong days. Well, no, I initially thought that I would, take this whole week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. The whole week. But then I worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday because I had stuff to catch up on. And the HR person was like, I thought you were gone. Nah, I'm working. I have things to do. And then the top guy, he's like, David, I thought you was gone. Why aren't you gone? Why are you here? I was like, I got work to do. He's like, yeah, I know. We all have work to do. So he's like, okay, I understand. And he's like, well, just change your vacation and just, you know, mark what days you're going. So I took it from tomorrow to Wednesday. So I have 3 days off when I get back to decompress. And then I only have a week and a half before I have to go. Before I go to Atlanta, if I get to go. And then my birthday is next week. So when I come back, we'll have a wrap up show and a birthday show all in one when we come back. Mr. Zach, you missed the whole show, and I did this for you. I came on just for you, and you missed everything. I'm going to bed. How you doing? Zach just showed up. So look for all the posts and everything, and I think it should be a fun time. And like I said, I really need to be doing some preliminary things, because tomorrow will go extremely fast. Although I'm not really supposed to work, but I do have some phone calls to make and things that I need some employees to do before Friday, or do at least on Friday. So I don't know. I'll need to work that out. But Zach, well, at least you showed up. You showed up, so I can't be too mad at you. We'll see. We'll see, and we'll have a good time in Chicago. Like I said, look for all the posts and pictures, and maybe something really, really, really exciting will happen. And you never know. You never know. But you guys, have a great night. I will talk to you through the weekend, and then I'll be back for my birthday show, because he will be 29. Yes, I said 29. Mr. Zach fell asleep. I'm sorry. Want me to start all over? Go for another hour? But you'll listen to it. I know you always listen. One of my favorite people that listen to my show. Good kid. But no, we'll be back, you know, full time for my birthday, August the 25th. So if you guys have any birthday wishes, I think this is the time to send me a voicemail on the Blogspot blog page at 5x5.blogspot.com. Hit the link on the right-hand side and record it. Send it to me and wish me a happy freaking birthday. You can say something funny. You don't have to say that. Or send me some cake. You know, he likes cake. So until then, we're going to go ahead and go to bed. I haven't talked to you guys, so I can't shut up and post Zach's in the chat room. But I got to go. Got to pack. See you in Chicago. It's the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. Good night.